Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 626. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Good morning.
Good cold morning.
Yeah, I don't know what to do anymore. It was a 40 degree drop in temperature from yesterday to last night. Everyone everywhere is sick. You can't be around people right now.
Can't go nowhere.
Yeah, they're all snotty and sneezing and coughing. Everybody's got the flu and or something like the flu. Stomach viruses have been rampant. And I'm so far. I'm fingers crossed, knock on wood, whatever you like, I'm good.
Yeah, same. I'm going to work and coming home. That's it.
Yeah. But how different is that than normal, though?
It's different for me because I usually like to stop at a store or two, look around.
Yeah. Do you, when you go somewhere like that, are you going like, if I see something, I'm gonna buy it, or are you just like, I'm just going to look?
Usually I'm going to look, but then if I do see something, I will buy it. But I'm gonna
But
look, I'm
you're not going with the intentions to like, I'm going to go buy something.
correct.
But if you see something, it's an option.
Like I meant to go to Kiwidoo to look at their clearance, I mean their closeout sale, but I didn't even because I'm too busy doing other stuff.
Yeah. Now do you ever go out just like, I'm not gonna buy anything, I'm just gonna look? Because I do that a lot where like I don't have any intentions in actually buying anything, but I like to sometimes I feel like I need to get out.
Yeah, same here.
But I'll tell you, it goes away pretty quick. Like I can run to do one thing and I'm like, I'm good.
Not me. I try to go to a couple places. Now, when I go out with the wife, she is usually one and done or two and done. That's it. And I'm
Yeah.
still ready to look.
It doesn't bother you to be out like all day though, right?
No.
Like you're good with it. See, I get real antsy to not be out anymore.
When I went to Nashville, my 2 days off, like, well, I had Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but Sunday I just put me and my wife hang out. But Monday and Tuesday, I mean, I would go all over the place. Remember Hastings? I used to go over to Hastings. I go up and down 41A. I go over by the mall, go to all the Toys R Us, just go everywhere and just look. Sometimes I would drive up to Elizabethtown because they had a mall that had a toy store in it, and then I would look in there. Toy store and a game store in the mall.
You remember KB Toys over
Yeah.
here?
Yep. In the
I
mall.
still. So we would only go to town. I'll put air quotes around it. We would only go to town on the weekends. My dad would take me on Saturday. We would go to like the places he wanted to go, but then we would go to the mall and we would go to KB Toys and then we would go to the Toys R Us right there. And it was like the highlight of my weekend. I didn't always get something. I usually got one thing. Like he would get me one thing a weekend, even if it was small. But I used to like those two stores are like my childhood.
Yeah, I remember walking in, seeing the counter on the left, and then just the aisles of toys just going. I would go up and down all of them, even the girls' ones, because you just to go down and see them. Now, Toys R Us, do you remember way back in the day when Toys R Us, when you wanted to buy a game? We're talking about this at work.
Oh,
You
where you go to
wanted,
the square up front?
yeah, you'd take the little card. Okay, I want this game. You go around. You go around like outside of the building, go inside the other
Yeah.
door, and had that. There was like the
It was like a
counter.
drive-through window.
Yeah.
What was so smart about that is you got anticipation twice. So like you had your ticket and they're out of tickets, they're out of games. So if there's no ticket, you couldn't buy it. So it's not like you saw one on the shelf is like you knew instantly you couldn't have it. But when you got a ticket, you're excited all the way up to the register and then you pay for the ticket and then you're excited all the way over to the You don't like leave. It's all in the same building, but you have to like leave to go to the other area. And so you're like excited all the way over there and you get in that room and you get on the ticket and you're just like waiting that anticipation.
And see, as a kid, I remember going in the room. It felt like, to me, it felt like a long hallway you're walking to just get to the car, which was not. It's like a small area. But as a
Yeah.
kid, I just remember going to a long hallway, go to the counter, and then you get your game.
Best Buy has almost switched to like that style model. Except for it's like you check out, but like, their stuff is all kept up front now. Like they just have it shelves that they put up. in a really trashy manner at the one that we have. But what it is all their stuff is up there. So when you walk up there and you're like, I just want to buy whatever it is, you walk up there and say, hey, I want Call of Duty. They just go grab it from behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've created their own little room full of the top sellers and they just grab it.
Yeah.
Like they don't get anything from the back anymore.
Yeah. It's usually right up there.
Created a little room.
Yeah. Well, that right behind the counter is all that gated whole thing.
Yeah.
With all their stuff in it.
But yeah, I love the way Toys R Us was set up. I think it's probably not cost effective to have it set up that way now, but man, I love it. I just loved everything about that experience. The store felt so big too.
It did.
Like it felt giant. And I always remember even the things I didn't want. Sometimes I would just like flip finger through to see how many tickets were there.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see like it was, you could like see on hand inventory.
Right. Oh, why? What is it? Why are people must be buying this game for some reason? There's not that many tickets. You can't do that now.
It probably was a, it probably was an inventory nightmare.
Yeah.
To keep tickets versus on hand quantity correct.
I was saying you could. That's what you couldn't do it now because you'd have some asshole that would go and take five tickets just so
nobody else could get one because mm-hmm. people like to watch it burn. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. There was like an honor system back then that you didn't. Like, I remember my dad, like, when I would, like, look through them, would be like, hey, don't leave those alone. Because you mess up the count. You can't take a ticket.
Yep.
So you're probably correct about that.
Yeah, because the way people are nowadays, they're ruthless.
Yeah, those were good old times.
Mm-hmm. going toy shopping or video game shopping.
Is that where most of your games came from?
Toys R Us and the PX.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was where we got most of our games.
I didn't have access to the PX, so like almost everything of mine came from Toys R Us or KB Toys. I will say most of my video games came from Toys R Us and most of my action figures came from KB Toys.
Yeah, we got them all. We would get them at Walmart, the G.I. Joes and stuff.
Yeah.
But then we moved here, I would say, back in cards and comics.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go there to buy some games because you had that trade-in where you just give them a dollar and you can trade one game for another game.
Yeah.
And then the right across from Gate 1, the little flea market area.
Yeah.
We would go there and to buy stuff.
We used to go there, too. Is that weird to think that we could have been at the same thing as a kid?
Oh, yeah. We probably passed each other.
Yeah.
Because I actually we did a booth there. One, me and my friend Jason, we did a booth. We were selling cards, like sports cards there. We did a whole summer.
There was a dude. You're talking about the one over by right across from Gate 1.
Right across from Gate 1, yeah.
Yeah, there was the dude that had cards there and he had the wheel you could spin.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was always so jazzed up to go because I think he had something crazy. Like he had the tiniest sliver on earth there for like a Jordan rookie card.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never going to hit it. I mean, it would take a feat for it to happen. But I remember always wanting, it was like $5 a spin or something.
Right. And then he would do a Fort Campbell. You'd be outside the PX all the time too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my dad would always give me like one spin. And so I didn't always get something shitty. You're like, oh, cool. Horace Grant, you know? It was always like that.
But I tell you, he was really good. Like if you did buy from him, he kind of knew what you were looking for. And if he seen you, he was like, hey, I got some new ones. Cause he knew I was like a big Marshall Faulk fan. And so anytime Marshall Faulk, he had cards, he's like, hey, I saved these for you. Cause I knew you're going to be here.
But, I don't think I bought enough from him for him to ever know us like that. But I will say like that spin was, I was like, if I knew we were going there, I'd be thinking about that spin all day.
Mm-hmm. But we did pretty good there. We had I had two tables. He had two tables and he had his stuff set up on one. I had my stuff set on the other. And we did a whole summer there. So I'm sure you probably passed my booth.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or even bought a card from us. And you never know.
I very well could have. Yeah. I very well could have bought a card.
Cause we did that. I think the summer 94.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I still like as an adult love a flea market because like it was just such a part of my childhood.
Yeah.
And it's weird when you like some people don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know a world in which, like, I only know where you like go to things like that.
Yeah.
So when you talk to people, they're like, ooh, a flea market. I'm like, I don't think it's what you think it is.
Yeah.
Like, there is a lot of junk and trash there.
But there's
And I don't
gold
mean like,
mines.
yeah, I don't mean like physical trash, but there's things that don't have any value to me. There's things that won't have any value to you, but there are things, there are nuggets,
Oh yeah.
there are little pockets, there's cellars where you're like, oh, what's up? You know,
So I
let me take a
remember
little look around here.
that guy, there was a guy that was selling cards. He had a random cards. He had like Tales from the Crypt and these vampire cards. And at the end of the summer, because his booth was right next to ours, and he was like, dude, I don't want to take this back, because he was from somewhere down Nashville or whatever. And so I bought, like, me and Jason bought the whole set for him for like $100 total, like everything.
Yeah, I remember like being, it was the first time, like, you know, I grew up with my grandfather. My dad was, I grew up with all of my family. I guess like I lived with my dad and at my grandparents' house for a little while. So my grandfather was like a wheeler dealer. I was used to hearing him like all the time bartering with somebody, all the time playing the game with somebody. But I wasn't, so like going to those flea markets were the first time I kind of heard my dad haggling. I'd never really heard that before. I'd always just heard my grandfather do it. And so that was fun too, because as a kid, I couldn't imagine like arguing about a price, because you go to all these stores and you just pay what's on the shelf. But you could go to these places and be like, I'm only paying $5, and then have that conversation. And then I was real into it when I was younger. Like, I think part of it, I wanted the thing I was buying, but the other part was to see if I could win. I will say, as an adult, I'm much less motivated to do that now. And I think it's harder to do it now because everyone knows what everything is worth. You didn't have the internet back then, so somebody found whatever, insert old game here, and they were like, I don't know. I don't know what it's worth. It's not worth anything to me. I just need it gone, so I'll put $5 on it. And you're like, yeah, but you'll take 250. Well, now it's got $17 on it because on eBay they sell for 18, and you're like, well, it's a good deal if you want it, but it's not a steal.
Right, because you would go, because back then you would go to one booth, see something for $10, and go to another booth that's there for 20. You're like, well, damn.
Yeah.
Now you're not going to get that. You're.
Same price everywhere because everyone knows what everything is worth.
Do you remember when they moved the flea market all the way down there off of Dover Crossing?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it sucked when it was over there. I think it
Yeah,
still is there.
it still is there and it still sucks. There is a there's a dude that does vintage or retro games there. I don't know if he's still there, but 10 years ago, the last time I went, he was still there. And he had some deals still, but he didn't have anything. Again, you're not going to get away with, those people are putting their high-end games on eBay or on Mercari or wherever. They're not, those things are not just running through their booth in Clarksville.
Yeah,
So you're not getting crazy stuff.
the way to get stuff now is go to yard sales.
Yeah, yard sales may be the last like remaining untapped area where people don't really check the value of things, but it's getting so hard to find anything of value for me at a yard sale, the things I'm interested in. You can do pretty good at thrift stores. I find that thrift stores don't have the time to check things. So I think you can do, I almost think you can do better at like a thrift store, but even like Goodwill has their own auction site. If someone's able to identify it as valuable, it goes up there. It didn't go in the store.
Yeah,
It's
because
a different world.
I watch those Instagram reels and stuff like that a lot, and kind of like your TikTok, and then you'll see people, they'll find Jordans at a Goodwill that are like $500, and Goodwill's only selling for like 50 because they don't know.
Yeah, it does happen. I think that's probably, one of the few areas that's still left untouched, the yard sales. But even some yard sales, people price like it's retail.
Like, we had the couple flea markets, the indoor, like the warehouse 41 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I remember going in there and finding good deals. Now I pretty much go in there, and it's basically you're looking at you can look at the quality of it in person before you buy it, compared to buying online.
Yeah.
But you're getting it for the same price.
It's definitely different. But there's something to finding something also. Like there is something to like walking in a place, not expecting to see something and then picking it up. You know, I have a couple typewriters that I love. I could order those off eBay anytime. But it's the idea of like finding them somewhere, even if they're only $30 or $40 cheaper than what I would pay off eBay, there's still something to finding them and being able to physically see the condition and touch it and feel it and smell it and all that thing.
Yeah, so you would love like where I'm from in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. There's a huge flea market right outside, kind of like where I guess it'd be Clarksville and Guthrie. It'd be like that far away, and you would go to the flea market, and it's like, just imagine all of the marina just full of a huge flea market, and it's like that every single weekend ever in the summer.
Yeah, I would be into that.
And you just go, and none of the booths are set up like in order. Like you would pick, okay, you know, this person's got outdoor stuff. It's like you'll have cards next to, right next to candy, next to a women's, like some, it's just people just selling whatever. I picked up Spawn figures, I picked up cards there, I picked up a couple shirts. And this one guy had shirts, like brand new shirts. He like went to like a Hot Topic or something, just bought all these shirts because they all had the tags on them.
Yeah, I love a flea market. I love the randomness that you were just talking about. Like, I love not knowing, like, from booth to booth and not making a bit of sense. I love that.
Yeah, then you happen to see something. Wait a minute, what's that over there? And you start moving stuff. You see, like, the person will have all this like war stuff. Then they'll have this one toy over here in the corner, or this one thing that you want. Like, oh my God, what do you have that?
I think that's it's not really a skill set, but I think that's one of the things I'm good at is I can like scan a booth and I feel like my eyes are fairly drawn to things that both interest me and things that are valuable like pretty quickly. I've just done it enough. I've gone out enough. I've got enough knowledge and things that like that's where I'm at my best. You put me in like a booth full of junk and I can find the gem pretty quick. Now, sometimes there isn't any. Sometimes I look at a booth and I'm like, I don't know how these people make enough to cover rent. But usually there's at least one thing that catches my eye that I'm like, and you still find stuff even in those booths. You find stuff. That's why I love an antique store. You find a little something hiding at a good price.
Yeah, we were up there and I was buying some sports cards up there in like these sealed packs from like the 1990s. And there was a knife booth like right next door, and you can hear this guy talking about, hey, how much you, it was like, you want for this knife? It went like, I think like $40 or something. And the guy was like, are you sure you want only $40 for this? He's like, yeah. He's like, man, because you know that knife is worth like $400 or whatever. It was like worth, he should add an extra zero. And he's like, no, there's no reason to do it. I've been coming up here for years, and I've been trying to sell this knife for years. I've gone down on the price. No one will buy. He's like, dude, I'm gonna give you $100 or whatever, 100 something for. He paid more than what the guy was asking for because he knew that that knife was worth a lot more. It was just a little
Yeah.
pocket knife.
The thing is though, like you can price something at a place like that and it's a good deal, but it's you're looking for such a like niche customer base. Like you want a guy who wants that knife that understands what that knife is worth.
Yeah, and luckily it
And
took
so
him
that's
years and he found a
yeah,
guy.
that stuff sits there forever for that guy to walk in or for that those people to come by or for that lady to walk in and be like, that's it. I've overpaid for stuff before, I think. Like I can't find another example of it, so I don't really know, but it's just I had to have it. And it probably sat there forever with no one interested in it because it doesn't appeal to anyone and it's too expensive. But you see it and you're like, you can't stop thinking about it.
Right.
You know, you just got to have it. So I love a thing
We
like
did
that.
that with the blue milk, Luke.
I would have probably paid whatever I needed to that day because I wanted it.
Yeah, same here. It hasn't gone up in value, still the same price. I see it. Some people sell them for $30.
Yeah, I don't regret getting it.
No, me neither. Because it
I
was
have it
like,
on. I looked at it the other day on the shelf. Yeah, it was the experience. We went, we both got them. We both wanted them. We both got them.
we walked around, thought about it. Okay, let's go back and get it. If they're both there, we're going to get it.
And I wouldn't change anything about that. And I still have it on the shelf and I'll keep it forever. And there are things like that where I'm okay with whatever we paid because that was the moment. That's when I wanted to buy it. That's you know these places rely on that. You watch these like sneaker conventions and you see people just paying outrageous amounts, but they want to go buy it then from the content creator they like, from the guy they watch on TikTok and YouTube, and they want the full experience and they want the coin flip, and you know like it's all part of it. And you end up overpaying sometimes, and I think we probably overpaid a little bit on the blue milk, Luke, but I love it.
Yeah, today, but we'll see 10 years, 15 years down, because we'll both still have it.
I won't mind if I did overpay for it even 10 years from now. I'll still be okay with that because I wanted it, and that's when I wanted us to get it. Like we said, if there's two there, we'll buy them. If there wasn't two there, we wouldn't have got them. There was, we fulfilled the requirements that we had, and we got them, and
Right.
I love it.
I got the, the lightsaber. I was like, I'll give you, once 20. Okay. You could. So the guy had asked his wife about it first.
I turned around for 2 seconds and you were buying all kinds of shit. But that was something you'd wanted for a long time.
Yeah. All right, let's get into
Yeah. I mean, the
some.
time to buy something is when you see it. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but stuff doesn't last.
I still regret. I went to a Lego convention and I saw Deadpool Duck, and the guy was selling for $75. That thing's worth $1,000 now. And he was 75, and I was like, I'm gonna think about it. I walked around, went back to get it. Someone already got it.
Yeah, you have to act when you see it. If you, especially if you know something's a good deal, you can't walk around.
Yeah.
It's got to be now.
Let's see, at that time, the Deadpool Duck was only like $75.
Yeah.
And there were some Brickheads also there for like $100 each. And them things are worth, five, six, seven, $800 now each.
You know, it's one of those things where if you knew then what you knew now, but I mean, how do you know?
Right.
Some of the games that are valuable, like never in a million years would you've ever guessed they had any value. And you don't think to save those things. Like when I realized how strange it was now as a kid that I didn't open my Hot Wheels.
Right.
Because as a kid, you just rip everything open. Or that I kept all my instruction booklets for all my Legos. That's weird, probably as a kid. Whatever that weird thing that I had in me, I'm glad my parents let me do it and not force me to throw that stuff away or not force me. I mean, we would go to Walmart and I'd get five or six Hot Wheels and then come home and just put them in a box.
Yeah.
I mean, I had some that I played with, but most everything just went in totes. And they're not super valuable now, but I'm lucky that let me be a weird little collector even as a kid. Because they'd be worth nothing if I'd opened them.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because they're not really worth much like they are. I mean, I could probably get a few $1,000 if I sold everything piece by piece, but it would take forever.
You'd have to go to like a flea market and
Or go online.
or go online. But flea market might be a little easier because you just dump them all at once instead of trying to take a picture of every single one because you got a couple hundred. That's the only thing that takes time just listing them.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got to do each individual one.
All right, so let's get into some gaming. What'd you play this week?
It was real simple for me. I played I jumped in Lego Fortnite Odyssey for 10 minutes maybe. I got in Brick Life for about the same. I played a ton of Party Animals. I think some combination of all of us played this week. And then I played Gran Turismo very briefly because I do want to try the VR out in there. I didn't even have it downloaded, so I had to download it, get back in, and just try to remember how to play. And I didn't do any VR stuff. I literally booted it up, did some license stuff just to try to remember that game. But that was it. I really didn't play that much this week, and when I did, it was almost all Party Animals.
Nice. Me, I played Fallout 76 a little bit, and then I finished getting the last trophies for Firewatch. I had to go back and replay it to get two trophies because you can only get them on day 77. Which it isn't good. It goes by, it goes like one, day one, two, 15, 34, then day 76, and day 77. So it's pretty quick. I just skipped. I didn't really do a lot of the stuff, and just to get to the two trophies, the last two ones.
Yeah, you got a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
So I get that.
But then I planned on playing yesterday a lot. Because I knew there was going to be raining and stuff, but then with the PlayStation Network being down,
Yeah.
I didn't get to jump in Fallout at all until later that night, but we were already doing stuff.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, took that very hard also.
Oh yeah, he did.
He act like there was no point in living if the PSN wasn't up.
Yeah, and I like how Pac-Man was all like, what about, you could
Yeah.
have quests that
Yeah, play one of the other 13 things you have.
Yeah.
I think it was just the idea that he couldn't play that had him so upset.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even that it had to be PlayStation. It was only that he couldn't play.
Because he was wanting to play that one. He was wanting to play GT. That was...
Yeah, that's what it was. He wanted to get in VR and race, and he couldn't, and so it was pissing him off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, weird outage. I don't know if you have it in the news, but the PlayStation was down for like 2 days.
Yeah, I got a little bit of it there in the news. Okay.
So we'll wait. So yeah, pretty light week for both of us, it sounds like.
Yeah, it'll probably be a light week for me for a couple weeks.
Yeah. It, you know, I'm in that weird, like, Party Animals has been fun. I do want to get in VR, but, you know, I'm not just dying to play anything right now.
Yeah, I looked on, was it Tuesday or Wednesday night? I forgot, one of those nights I was on, I was like, I'm going to play Party Animals if they jump in, but no one jumped on. And if they did, I've already turned off, like, turned the system off. I was just too tired from work and stuff.
Yeah. Some days, I know games are fun, but sometimes it feels like a chore to play. And when it feels like that, I just go to bed.
Yep, you got something crawling on you.
It's probably a ladybug. Where's it at?
It's on your right shoulder, right underneath your chin. That's coming down.
Ladybug. Well, they're not even ladybugs. It's gone out, flew. They're like the Japanese beetles, but they look like ladybugs. I think because I have the plants, they come through a crack somewhere in here. You can probably see 10 of them right now. I suck them up with the hand vac, and then next day they're back.
All right, let me get the news going then.
All right.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about the PlayStation outage. Still no word on what happened. They haven't said anything, but they did say that they're extending everyone's PlayStation Plus membership by 5 days.
It's fair. I mean, you were down for a couple of days. They added some to it. That won't be good enough for people. They'll want something else, but I think that's fair.
I missed out on my doing my dailies and or my free stuff.
Well, to Patman's point, it was a free weekend for Monster Hunter World.
Mm-hmm.
Is it World? What's it called? Worlds?
Wilds. Or Wilds.
Yeah, Monster Hunter Wilds. The last one was World, right? On Switch. I don't know. Anyways, it was a free weekend for that, for the beta, and it was down almost all weekend. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So people will scream and yell, but it happens. It did not ruin my life when it was down.
Yeah, so there's a little article on here talking about how people were trying to play some games, and it wouldn't let them because they didn't have they needed to download it. And they needed to download that. So this is saying this is where you need to have a disc version of the game.
Apparently, if you did not close your PlayStation, like if you were up and playing, you were allowed to continue to play.
Mm-hmm.
It was only when you had to re-log into the PlayStation Network, like when you had to, like if you put yours in rest mode or turned it off.
Yeah.
But if you had stayed in game and playing the entire time, it worked the entire time.
Right.
But you just obviously didn't have many people to play with.
Yeah, so GameStop decided to make a fun of the whole thing and tweet out something. The one person said, hey, PSN's still down after 14 hours. No one knows why. Saying Forbes and GameStop tweeted on that. Bet y'all want physical copies now.
GameStop's silly. They're trying to be fun all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. But not realizing if you downloaded the game, a lot of the games will still work as long as it doesn't need online networking. Like I was able to play Firewatch with no network. And the trophy still popped. Someone was saying the trophies won't pop unless, but my trophies popped. Their Civilization 7 was going to be in VR for PlayStation, but now it's not. It's only going to be on Quest only. And apparently a lot of people are upset about it.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't want that everywhere. I kind of sort of, I like Civilization, but it just takes such a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be awesome in VR.
It would. Another little thing. Who was it? Shohei Yoshida So when he first joined PlayStation, that they let him play the PlayStation Nintendo console or the Nintendo PlayStation console. And they got to play a game that they're thinking is probably a Sega CD. He said some space game, it never came out. They asked him if he thinks the game still exists, and said yes, it was on CD, so it's still there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt it. These are in existence. It would make sense that he got to play it. Such a weird moment in time when you look back. You know, then it wouldn't have felt weird. But when you think back now to the idea that there was a collab between Nintendo and PlayStation, you almost can't even wrap your head around it.
Yeah. And that was the fir his first day. That's what he got to do.
I think Shuhei was there for like 30 plus years.
Yeah. All right. Another thing, little article came out saying that there was the people that made Resistance, Insomniac, was making another Resistance game, but Sony decided to say no, we don't want it. There was going to be a fourth mainline game, and then he recently tried to come back with something else, and Sony said still said no.
You know, people, I shouldn't say people. There are a group of people who yell from the mountaintop about wanting a new Resistance game. I do not believe it would do very well.
No, because the first one did good, and the second one didn't do good, and the third one, I don't think anybody played the third one.
I would be shocked if a Resistance game came out and did well in today's age. I know people want it. I know it would probably be fun and well made, especially if Insomniac did it. I just don't think it'll sell enough to warrant them doing so. And I don't think you'll see it for a long time. I mean, they've left some of those games stranded. You can't play them at all.
Yeah.
So I don't see this happening.
I mean, I played the first one, the second one, the third one. The first one was the better one, even though the second and third one was later on and graphics are better, but
I even played, I think, was it Burning Skies on the PS, the Vita,
oh
or
yeah, the
the
Vita, yeah.
Was it PSP? I don't even remember at this point.
So there's a little article talking about how there's going to be a lawsuit or something with some games. So some people, some there's some game companies out there making these games, and they're using AI generated and CGI generated images to make it look like the game looks one way, but when you actually get in there and play, it's completely different. And some people are pissed off about it.
Welcome to growing up in the 90s. Look at the covers of all those old NES games and Super Nintendo games
Yeah.
and Genesis games. I mean, they didn't look anything like that. Now, I will say there's two, you know, this article says why the PS5 store is still drowning in eSlop. I mean, there's way too much junk on there, too much trash. You know, the next, like, you know, whatever it says, Zombie Hunter, and it's just a picture of a cool looking zombie on the front. Like, those games are a dime a dozen on there, they're everywhere. And I mean, we talked about this with Party Animals. Party Animals was hard as hell to find when it came out.
Yeah.
You could type in Party Animals and it wasn't even the first thing that popped up. I couldn't find it anywhere in new releases. I couldn't find it anywhere scrolling through the store. I mean, it is hard to find a good game. It is
Yeah.
hard to find even the thing you're looking for on there.
And they talk about that in here, that when you try to find, look for a game on your wish list or something, it's the game you really want all the way at the bottom, but the other game sits on there, or just these random games. And then
Yeah,
one guy
it is.
was saying he could make a game called Fart Fart Barbie Fart, and it'd probably be number one on there because it's a new game.
Yeah, I don't doubt it, and I don't understand how it works, and I don't pretend to understand how it works, but it is for sure not a, that is not customer friendly, and I would say that is not friendly to the people who are truly putting the time and effort into making video games. It's not a good experience for the buyer or the seller in this case.
Correct. So there's another news thing. Hi-Rez Studio, they basically have cut ties with a lot of their games, and they're going to only concentrate on Smite 2. So Smite 1, Paladins, their own company, are going to be shelved, and they're only going to do work on Smite 2. They did some layoffs, like a huge, huge thing of layoffs. So sucks. I remember we played Paladins for a little while.
We did. I will say, like, that era of free-to-play games is not what it used to be. I mean, they're doing what they have to do probably to stay alive right now.
put all effort into the one game and make it as best you can be.
If Smite, and I think without a doubt it is, but if Smite is the thing that your fan base still plays, or the game that you have that has the most attention, I think you have to lean all the way into it.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, I was talking about the Sony PlayStation doing this big concert event in Europe and stuff. They've added music from Bloodborne, Uncharted, Journey, Astro Bot, and Helldivers 2 will also be performed at this concert. I don't get
I
it.
think it's neat, but man, you got to really be into that to go.
Yeah, so this weekend, Hans Zimmer was in Nashville doing a concert. He does a lot of the Lord of the Rings movies and stuff like that. Basically, same thing. You're just going there to watch him play music. You are, or not even play music. He just orchestrates the music.
Yeah, you got to really be into that scene or really be into the thing so much. Like, I love games. I don't want to go do this. Even as somebody who is into that, I won't enjoy this.
Do you remember when we went? Did one of those Sony's experience in the very beginning? They were doing the orchestra with all the game stuff, and that we said that was like the worst part of the whole thing.
It doesn't hit for me.
All right, so another article, another thing, Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. They showed the newest trailer and has leaked online that it'll be coming out August 28th, 2025.
A lot of people expected that game at the end of last year, so I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed with that August date, but I think it's time to say the date, especially if it's leaked and it's true. But maybe they're still not certain they can hit it. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I'll tell you, the fall, not somewhere to play around with next year though, or this year. You're going to want to get the hell out of the way of Grand Theft Auto whenever that is.
Right. You're gonna have another Madden and NCAA game in August, September, and then you have to deal with GTA.
Nothing will rob a fan base of an experience like Grand Theft Auto, though. It will pull everyone away from every game they're playing. It will completely overshadow everything that is anywhere around its existence.
And so, all these other online games, Fortnite, Lego, anybody else is going to have to do something to try to.
Everything will see a hit.
Do you have to do like a free weekend of this or free weekend of that just to get someone to play? Another one, Treyarch. One of the co-founders was flying his drone last month, and it collided with a firefighting plane, and he got in trouble for it. He has to do community service and $150 of community service, and to pay a fine of $65,000.
Yeah, I think he lives over by like a Ben Affleck, and I think there was a big deal with his neighborhood having like all the feds and everything all the way around trying to figure out who had done it. I get it. During the wildfires, you probably want to be able to go up and get drone footage. It is the absolute worst time to fly a drone. I'm sure he is deeply sorry. I don't think anyone was hurt. I do think he should have to do community service. There should be a penalty for this.
150 hours of community service, hard labor, court mandated. He has to aid the wildfires, and then he had to pay $65,000 for repairs.
Yeah, I think that's okay. I think that's fair. It's a shitty time to have something up in the air in the way when there are tons and tons of planes trying to all and helicopters trying to all be safe, and trying to save people's homes. So
The article does say his name, but I'm just not saying it.
I also appreciate him being deeply sorry. I mean, people make mistakes. That's okay too. It's okay to make a mistake. It's okay. Just own it. I mean, don't do it again. Be thankful that no one was hurt.
All right. Onimusha 2 announced, a remaster announced for PlayStation 4 coming this year. I remember playing Onimusha 1. That was a fun game.
I also used to love Onimusha. I don't think that's a franchise I'll go back to.
Yeah. If it's free to play, maybe I might try it, but more likely not. Another one, there's another thing, Feel the Future. It's an annual event that Xbox is making. It's what they bring Madden players out to the kids at the hospital and doing stuff playing with them. which is really cool. I just wanted to I saw this because I saw the controllers, these EA controllers. I thought they were pretty neat. It's just a black controller, has EA Sports on it, and it has like a chalkboard with writing for plays, like they're just play diagrams.
Yeah, it's got plays drawn on the controller. It's actually pretty neat.
I saw that. I thought that was pretty cool. But it's a good idea for these athletes. The 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers are ones are doing it in LA.
I'm a fan of I'm a fan of people who have time giving that time back.
All right, so some games are coming to Game Pass. Allowed, Madden 2025. What is this? Let me go down here so I can see it.
Also, it's avowed while you're looking before
Yeah,
the
oh, I
internet doesn't
say
come at you.
Avowed, Avowed, yeah.
Avowed.
Yep, Starfield, Another Crab's Treasure, then Eidos Chronicles and the Southern Kingdom, Two Crowns. Now, the Avowed game apparently might be coming to PlayStation. I saw something about that.
Not my kind of game, but people, I think people enjoyed it.
There it is about. Yeah, but I think seeing Madden on here with EA Play, the Game Pass, I think it's pretty good.
I mean, they rely on people to play the Madden Ultimate Team. They need player bases for people to play that.
Then with Starfield now being free, that is the game I plan on seeing on PlayStation later this year.
Starfield was already on the pass.
They're bringing it back.
I think they moved like levels, maybe. I don't know.
It's
I
Xbox
don't understand how Game
Series.
Pass work, but I'm always seeing games that are already on there listed again.
It's I guess it's, there's someone that's like console, PC, and cloud, console and cloud, Xbox Series X and S, console and console.
Yeah, I don't understand how it works.
All right, some Nintendo news. This one. So there's a new patent showing the Switch 2 Joy-Con mouse functionality. And a couple of things on here. There's the pictures of it. This is the one I want you to see, though. So here's a diagram of the new and well, the old Switch. So there's a little the 774 right here in the middle. That's for a mouse. So the technology is there for to use for a mouse in the future. Not sure it's going to be usable 8 years later, or 7 years, 7, 8 years, how long the Switch has been out. But it's better you're gonna be using your mouse, and then they have this weird controller that connects, and then you use the controller as a mouse.
Yeah, that's weird. In the videos, you see him flip the new Joy-Con on its side and use it as if it's a mouse. It'll be interesting to see how it translates and how they use it.
Yeah.
Also, why are the patent diagram drawings the most creepy drawings ever all the time?
Yeah.
Like the hands, those are fine that show the control of the Joy-Con, but the hands are like unsettling to me. Not those so much as the ones with the two fingers out. These, yeah.
Yeah, this one right in the
Those are very
middle.
unsettling to me.
Yeah.
There's something pointy and uncharacteristic about those. They don't have knuckles.
That's probably it. No knuckles.
I don't like that. I don't care about the mouse. I don't like that hand.
All right,
It'll be a gimmick that people will use. I'll sound like an asshole because everybody will use it for the next 20 years, but it'll be a gimmick that people will use on four or five games and never again.
it'll be like the Labo. There'll be a couple games to use it, and that's it.
It'll be like all the stuff with the haptics on the Switch, where all the games were using the haptics, and then it just like slowly goes away, or the motion stuff, which almost by the end was non-existent.
Right. All right. So next thing is Nintendo President Shintaro Furukawa. Furukawa, I'm gonna butcher his name. He said that they're not giving up on making mobile games or game apps. So there'll be continue more Nintendo on even though Nintendo Switch 2 is coming, that they're still going to do some game apps.
They were hot and heavy on it for a while, but it has calmed.
All right, and then also he also said that they are going to be working on preparing for the Switch 2 when sellers, the resellers. The scalpers are going to go in there and buy. They have something in the works to help out with that.
Hope they figure something out with it. I don't like the way it happens. I don't like there not being enough stock and people paying way more. Mm-hmm. Also, this problem would fix itself if people would just stop paying way more and you left those scalpers holding 50 systems they couldn't do anything with.
Yeah.
But supply and demand will always be a thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. Platinum Games has they've got rid of a bunch of games. So Platinum Games, they're just constantly getting rid of games off their website. Star Fox Zero, Transformers Devastation, Mad World, Soul Cresta, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutants of Mayhem. Basically, if you go to their website, they're working on these games, and it's just completely gone. They just wiped them from their history. And they've been apparently been doing this for the last couple months, just removing games from the history of their catalog.
Yeah, I assume there's a reason, or maybe it was even written in the fine print that they could probably only market with it for so long. I don't know what's going on here. Platinum has been in a weird place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have some older games still listed on their site. I don't know. It's strange to me to take off. I mean, they got to a point where they're making anything and everything, and I understand probably not being proud of all those games.
Yeah.
You know, what they have left on their site are their flagship games, I would say.
Yeah, Ninja Gaiden, Bayonetta, Nier Automata, Metal Gear Rising, Revengeance, Vanquish, Astral Chain, and The Wonderful 101.
Yeah, you left your big titles and you took off the junk you did for a payday.
Yep.
But the junk you did for a payday is still a thing you did.
Mm-hmm. All right, the last bit of news. Amazon Prime has added a couple games to their list. Scroll back down. That a BioShock Infinite. Let's see. This Axolotl game. Apparently, a lot of people like this Axolotl game. Sands of Aura, the Surf World Series, Blood West, BioShock 2 Remastered, Ender Lies, Super Meat Boy Forever, and some of these other ones I've already talked about before. Grid, Zombie Army, Deus Ex.
What about To the Rescue, a dog shelter simulator?
Star
those
stuff.
Were the best thing on the whole list that you scrolled down in the short time I looked at it.
Bridge, Jurassic World Evolution.
Aces. Yeah, if you're on Twitch, if you have, you know, Amazon Prime, you should be going over there and claiming these games.
Yeah. Then
there's a ton of them.
Elite Dangerous is a very No Man's Sky-ish game. A lot of people did like this game way before No Man's Sky came out. There's a guy I worked with who says Elite Dangerous is 10 times better than No Man's Sky. But there's a bunch, so yeah, definitely. Do you even, you still have your Luna?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't messed with it in a long time, but I still have it.
Yeah, I just packed up my the Google Chrome system. What was it called?
Your Stadia.
Stadia, yeah, I just packed it up.
I have my Stadia and my Luna controller out like last weekend. Just, I have them in a little case and I was just rearranging some stuff and I unzipped it and had a trip down memory lane.
I plan on using the Stadia controller for playing games on the computer, on the PC, but never did it.
I had planned on using it for that also, but I ended up using the PlayStation Edge.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up using that with my Switch Deck because I never used it with my PlayStation, so.
All right, but that's all the news I had. No Lego news this week. Didn't really see anything big.
Yeah, I don't have anything either.
All right, well, as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me on the socials at @game_stitch, on X, or formerly known as Twitter, @HoFNShow. That was episode 626. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
I want to show you this before we go off. I want this guy, the pirate.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that's only in like Europe or whatever.
Yeah, it's only at the Lego house in Denmark. It's the only place you can get it.
How much did they resell for?
$60.
Oh, just, I mean, but how people are selling it for how much?
Oh, so people are selling it for like $150, $200.
Just pay for it.
Nah.
Just get it.
Yeah. It'll look nice to next to the racer and then the other two ones I have.
The OG guy. Spend the money. You only live once. Tell Howard he'll get one.